You got any kind of owls around here?
Oh yeah, we got owls. There's not very many old horn owls around, but we got the swamp owl, the horn owl, and this little screech owl, they call him. That little old screech owl, you can hear him every of a night, you know, whining around the holler. There's been some old horn owls around here. Hard to kill them, I guess, but I hate to kill them because there's not very many horn owls left. They're pretty scarce. I did have chickens that roosted in this tree out here, you know, at the corner of the house. And they'd come in there sometimes, catch a chicken. They caught a lot of McGinnies. And a horn owl, he's big enough to tow a pretty good sized chicken off for a guinea. Mm-hmm. And the way they do, them old horn owls, they'll come in there and they'll get up on the limb with one. They'll keep easing up to him till they get him pushed off, and then they'll catch him before he hits the ground and fly off with him. Yeah, they won't catch him as long as he stays on that limb. But if he ever flies off or falls off to go to the ground, they get him, and away they go. I'm out there one night, and I shot around to scare them off, and you can usually break them from coming that away. I always keep a flashlight at the corner of my bed where I can get to it, and a dark night, the guineas get to hollering, well, I'll flash that light out around, you know, and just around the field and around through the window. And that'll scare them off. I don't want to have to kill them, but I love to hear them holler. Now, you can take a bottle, you can call one of them horn owls up, you can go down there in them woods and call one of them horn owls up.
Can
you? Yeah, I can.
Yeah. I've never heard of calling them owl.
Yeah, they'll come to you.
You got this animal around here that's, you know, got a white stripe down his back and can give a bad smell?
Yeah, I smelled one or two of them last night. I didn't ever see them, unless I saw one under the lady's trailer where I went last night.
Oh.
But you can drive down the road. I never will forget what my little granddaughter said one time. Joy's oldest girl, she's a little bitty girl. And Joy and her first husband separated, and they come back home. And we raised them kids, sent her back to school, finished her education. That girl and boy, and the little girl, she always just crazy about me and her granny. She'd ride between us when we was going somewhere in a car. We'd bought a new Ford station wagon, a country sedan, and was going to Monroe to see one of Stiller's brothers and his wife. And she just could talk, and she's standing up there between me and her granny. We passed where somebody run over a polecat, and she said, somebody partied. We never have let her forget that. I mentioned it once in a while. Somebody partied. It just tickles her to death. That second girl of mine, that up there, in the second picture from this way at the top,